Hey, come on. Would that not get somebody to click on the damn link?
Ow.
Hey, you know what? I think that's pretty good. I think that's pretty good for a 30-second thought. Yeah.
It's the real. Look at you. I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. I'm living my life. I'm living my life. I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. Like I'm in a movie.
What you say?
I say I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. I'm living my life. I'm living my life. I'm living my life like I'm in a movie.
You know what I'm talking
like
about?
I'm in a movie.
Look at him.
Got the currency, so I don't set no reservation. This the last journey, my final destination. I always kept myself away from the gangsters. Left alone, better known, original gangster. I'm always smoking good, I call it the stank game. You can't afford it, your pocket's so blank, man. You can't bribe me, yes, I know how cadavers be. Remember, I was a menace to society. Every time you turned around, I was popping. Still getting rid of the niggas who baller blocking. It don't matter if you're selling the bind. Long as you get rich, dog, or die trying.
That's why
I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. I'm living my life. I'm living my life. I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. Like I'm in a movie.
What you say?
I say I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. I'm living my life.
Break out your wallets and checkbooks, everyone. The summer movie blockbuster movie season is up on us. With me today is
Zombie One.
Chris. <good. laughs> Matt.
April.
And Logan.
And I am Richard, and today we are going to discuss the upcoming blockbusters for this summer of 2013.
Yeah, I think, Chris, you got a list of what's coming out.
Actually, when you said when you pointed at me to say my name, I probably went,
that would have been anyway. All right.
Well, I can start at April 5th. How's that?
All right.
Yeah.
What we got?
All right.
You have my birthday.
Yeah, this is what we're looking to watch when she gets to whatever years after the year she is at now.
Thanks, Logan.
Okay. Now I'm getting my list from a couple of different sites. We'll go on from there. Evil Dead.
Yeah. That's the one April was talking about.
Yeah,
she wants to go watch.
It's the remake.
It's remake a remake from a couple from the 80s, I believe. There was Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness. They were more on the comedy side.
They've come out with, I know there's a comic series of Evil Dead.
Of Evil Dead,
Evil Dead was the same set as Army of Darkness?
Yes, it was.
Awesome.
And this is, of course, the movies that has the Necronomicon in it. Everybody might be familiar with that, the Book of Evil.
Nomicon.
And instead, April and Logan and I watched the trailer to this the other night, and it looked like this one's going to be more of the horror aspect than the comedy aspect.
Yeah, somebody reads a passage out of the book, and then each of them become possessed or by something, you know, one by one until one's left.
That's like the curse of the chest and the mummy.
Yeah, it kind of
something like that.
It kind of reminds me of Cabin in the Woods because, you know, they're all out secluded and they're a group of friends except take out the, you know, retardedness.
Okay. So if you're a zombie or not zombie, if you're a scary horror movie type person, yes, this one
I'd say
on the list of cool ones to watch.
Because it's like more of the demonic than zombies.
You had a comment, Logan?
April. Hey, the junkie was the smartest one in that one.
Oh, you're talking
but it
about
was overall
Cabin in the Woods.
A retarded movie.
Yes.
I thought it was pretty awesome.
I still like that
there
character.
There are tons
what can
of
I say?
Awesome retarded
But I think
movies.
Evil Dead would be one that would appeal to the horror fans.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next one?
That's the next one, Chris.
Moving on. Not a new movie, but a re-release of Jurassic Park in 3D.
I didn't like the Jurassic Parks. I don't know if you're a 3D fan and were a fan of the movies, it'd be cool. I mean, I can see some scenes. I don't think it'd be for little kids either.
Well,
that's who it's geared for, because dinosaurs, man.
Yeah, but there are some pretty scary things.
But I've watched
the T-Rex coming through the glass on the
what about
top
the,
of the Jeep.
What about the pterodactyl? coming at them in the greenhouse.
I'm pretty sure that's the
I think that might have been the second one.
I don't know, but that's all I remember from Jurassic Park is when they're in the greenhouse. That. That's all I remember.
The velociraptors chasing them around.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be some cool stuff if you like that in-your-face 3D thing.
Did you remember the fight between the T-Rex and the... What was the other one?
Honestly...
I think it was a couple of velociraptors, wasn't
the,
it?
No, not the velociraptors. It was extremely similar to the T-Rex, except for bigger.
Oh, that was in the third one.
I know.
Yeah. Well, but this I don't know if they're going to bring out the other two or not, but they this one
this
could all be right. a pass.
We've all seen Jurassic Park, so yeah. Moving on. Oblivion.
That one actually looked
pretty
unbelievably
cool,
awesome.
Honestly, I just watched the trailer last night, and I'm confused. Blank on it again. No, I just can't remember it.
It's, drew a blank on the actor.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, thank you. he's... Something about Earth was supposed to be invaded. They evacuated all the people, and he's there. I don't know if they ever say why he's there.
Oh, he's a drone cleaner.
So he's like Wall-E?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, futuristic Wall-E.
You know what? Okay. It has one actor in particular in it. I'll go see it, and that's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman's in it, too. There. And he discovers that people are still left, and they basically tell him he's been lied to, but he's different, and he's going to be the savior. So I'm not real clear on all of what it's about, but it looks like a great action story movie.
Yep, and this is directed by the same director that did Tron Legacy. So, just a side note. All right, Scary Movie 5.
Please kill them all.
Honestly, I think it's funny because Lindsay Lohan's in it, and I'm just glad she has a job. you know, they're actually doing good things for her, you know? Someone will hire her.
Go ahead.
I don't know, unless you're a Scary Movie fan. Sorry.
You remember what were they called? The ones that it was based off. You remember the house? Not paranormal. Was it Paranormal Activity?
Yeah.
This is the one that's set a few years after the last chronological one that series has.
Okay. Yeah. Because they've been making fun of the other scary movies that come out.
Right.
Yeah.
Like this one's making fun of Paranormal Activity,
like
I think. Yeah.
And it probably has a few others.
But it's weird because Charlie Sheen and who is
Alan Harper?
Richard was gonna sneeze. It was quite funny.
No, who's the one in the fourth movie? That
I don't know. I'm not a fan.
With the kid, I don't know. But
it might actually be a continuation of that.
But
one.
It's him and Charlie Sheen are really the only actors in there that you can associate with other scary movies because they don't even have that blonde chick in them.
I don't know. I'm guessing if you're a scary movie fan.
I noticed they replaced the blonde chick with the Disney character.
But I just, and I'm just thinking, like, you have to keep those actors because it's not a scary movie without them. Yeah.
Well, remember it started out, Drew Barrymore, I think, was the first blonde chick. Then they got this other blonde. I can't remember her name, but she was in the big hotel with the twins. The candy stand person.
Yeah.
She's in this one.
Yeah, she's replacing the blonde chick.
Good catch. I guess it's one of those, if you're a scary movie fan, and you've loved the other four, watch it. If not, I'm not a scary movie fan. It's not on my list of ones I want to watch.
There's a lot of them, guys, so
let's go. Let's go.
The next one is 42.
I don't even know anything about
that one.
This one is about Jackie Robinson, the first black man to come into professional baseball and break the color barrier. So this is one for all you docu-film fans. You would want to go see this one, or sports. Yes,
sports
Logan.
Film. Cool.
So this is one that's definitely a groundbreaker for that generation. So be a good one.
I think it looks really good.
I'm going to mention this. I don't think we talked about it before the podcast, but there's also another one coming out, another baseball film coming out called Home Run.
I don't know anything.
See, I thought that was the Jackie Robinson one. But
that's what me and April are talking about.
Not.
But I don't know anything about that one, so.
Alrighty.
What else we got? Place.
Well, I'm looking at, just scrolling down the list, we got Iron Man 3.
There we go.
Oh, man. Yes. That one's going to be epic. I'm guessing if you're liking I watched the trailer and just was 2.5 minutes of
pure
crap.
Action.
Oh, yeah.
Is that movie. It's like, because, I don't think it's going to have pretty much anything else, but
it's going to have a story to it.
The story
more.
Is probably going to be right at the very beginning and right at the very end.
I don't know. from watching the trailer, I think it's more like kind of like the first one was him discovering himself, you know, as what he was actually a person of. The second one was, oh, I'm dying. And this one's going to be the continuation of, oh, I'm alive now. I need to make right by everything. It's kind of the way I got the story, but it does look like
I think it seems 99% to be similar to the first, but in a different way than you're thinking. Remember how Sting was stealing his tech and selling it to terrorists? Mm-hmm. It seems like this is somewhat similar.
Yeah.
Because you remember how you saw him being assaulted by Iron Man suit?
Yes.
Right.
It looks interesting.
Well, actually, all three are somewhat based around that.
Yes.
True. All this technology.
It looks interesting. I guess, you know, Iron Man fan. It's on
but,
my list.
Just to mention. One thing me and Logan noticed was the antagonist, whatever.
The Mandarin.
Yeah, the terrorist person really reminds me looking to Bane from the newest Batman.
I never even
movie.
Ross Al Ghul.
Remember?
No, he reminds me.
Did you hear that voice? Did you hear that voice? Because that was Bane's voice.
Well, because he said, some people call me a terrorist. I see myself as more of a teacher.
Of what he said, okay.
And that's why I see Bane in it.
And it was the same voice, too.
So, well, I don't know about the same. No,
it's on my list of Iron Man movies. I love those. So what else you got, Chris?
Star Trek Into the Darkness.
You know it,
Sherlock.
This one looked like they had all the same actors from the first remake Star Trek.
Yes,
Except for they were all dying.
No,
what?
Except for they were all dying.
They were all dying.
They were all dying. I don't remember that.
You don't remember a lot of that, and you'll soon find that eventually you'll lead them to their deaths and all the cemetery stuff, funeral stuff.
That depends on what happens.
That's just the one character talking to Kirk that could happen to him.
And then there was the funeral scene, which we are not exactly sure who was dead or alive in that. So it might actually happen.
It was
who knows?
It was Spock.
It might be like
why not? They killed him off in a couple other movies.
Seriously.
There's a scene right at the end of the clip where it has Spock with his hand on one side of the glass and Kirk on the hand
and
on
then,
the other side.
Yeah,
that would have been Star Trek. That would have been that would have been at the end of Wrath of Khan.
And then it kind of messed with me because he put up the wrong hand, so it looked like this. It like his thumb was on the other side of it, so it wasn't matching up with Spock's hand. I'm like, dude, that looks retarded.
But I think the big thing is the guy Star Trek. That says Sherlock. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
From the BBC new series.
Yeah.
That's only reason I'm going to watch that, because I'm not the biggest fan of Star Trek.
Is it Khan?
Oh, I love Star Trek.
Oh, but I love Sherlock.
Khan or somebody else?
I don't know how they're going to do this. It's going to be, but you know.
One at a time.
It would probably be like the new G.I. Joe movie.
It might be.
You know how, from what I've seen of it in the trailers, almost every old G.I. Joe except for Snake Eyes.
Yes!
That's it.
You're out of order.
This one, it might be all but Captain Kirk and maybe one or two others die.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, G.I. Joe.
Your point.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, couple shout-outs real quick. Some you guys might not have seen the trailers for. We got Fast and Furious 6 coming out again.
Oh. Woo,
I enjoyed the last couple of those. This one might be if you're a fan. Yes.
I love
Got the Rock again.
Yep. Got his sister
Fast
coming
and
back.
Furious is one of the only action series that I love. Like
That's on a list of I'd like to
and
watch.
It's been very popular in the library with checkouts.
I can hear my wallet getting thinner and thinner as we go along.
True.
All right. Okay, we also got The Hangover Part 3.
That looks really funny. We saw the trailer last night.
You know, I wasn't a Hangover Part 1, Part 2 fan.
I'll agree. I wasn't
so either. It's not on my list, but I guess if you're a fan,
I like
you guys loved them.
I love
go
them.
See
I
haven't seen them, but April likes them.
Yeah. So.
Okay. And we also got Epic.
I'd say that's something like either Minish Cap or Ant Bully.
It's kind of for me a twist on like Thumbelina.
Yeah.
Which I see nothing about it, but.
A cartoonish cartoon thing.
April and Logan kind of saw both aspects, and there might be a blending of them. Yeah. Who knows? But it's an animated film. I don't know what company it's coming out of, though, but it's. I don't think it's a standard one.
Okay. I didn't see.
What's next?
And it was looking indeed epic.
Well, it looks like After Earth.
Yeah.
This is quite similar to Oblivion in some ways.
That's the one with Will Smith in it and the kid from Karate Kid.
Which I think is Will Smith's son.
That's what I was thinking.
Jaden. I think so.
Jaden Smith.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And the Earth in that one has evolved, so everything living on it is designed to kill humans.
So it is Earth, but because the human race they left Earth, so now it's
coming
back. Wild.
A world that they don't know anymore.
That one would be interesting, and I guess, if you're a Will
Smith
fan.
From what I understood, they somehow pissed off the Earth spirits, such as nuclears, all that
Oh, he about That's let that one slip. With his dad in the room, about to let that slip.
Actually, that's about as far as you can
He was going to say stuff, Richard.
Yes.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think it's just weird seeing Will Smith in a serious character. Like, I just...
7 pounds.
I'm just so used to a comedian.
Yeah.
To comedic the version.
No, what's that? When he hitches people up.
Yeah. But see, in just every serious role, I don't know. It's weird because I'm so used to the comedies.
Oh, yeah. It's called Hitch.
Oh, Hitch.
Yeah. Okay. Now
that's the comics.
All right, we got Man of Steel.
Superman.
Basically, remake of Superman, not to be confused with the...
Superman Returns.
Superman Returns, yeah. Which was not...
I think
it was kind of a flop.
They have a new actor, and they have a new suit, which is a bit darker.
From what we saw of the trailer, it kind of looks like they do Origin and maybe Superman 2 kind of mix.
They
kind of
touch on his childhood and teenagers.
Right, and then they go into, looks like another person invades and...
Yeah, one of the trailers looks like the ship comes down and a character comes out that's all powerful, and to me that looks like Zod, General Zod, which was from Superman 2.
Right. I don't know. It looks interesting. I guess if you're an old hardcore Superman fan.
I'd say, honestly, I think Superman's been like beaten to death. Like, it's being so... I don't know.
They're remaking all those Superman things, so it's not going to surprise me.
It looks good to me.
I think of course it's going to be an improvement. Right. Otherwise, there's no reason to make it.
I don't like the new suit, though. You know? I like the original.
So.
Okay.
I'm saying if you like Superman, go for it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna mention this one just because I think it deserves a little pitch. The Iran Job. No, seriously.
That'd be confused with the Italian Job.
What?
Well, this one involves a basketball player going to Iran, however you want to say it, and becoming part of society and how he integrates and stuff.
So could be an interesting documentary.
I think that
one's
gonna be a good one.
Like a documentary?
Stupid ads. Sorry. Go ahead.
That was not what I thought he was gonna say.
Okay. So, moving on then. Monsters University.
See, looks really good.
That looks good to me. Now, Chris, you had an opinion on that. You didn't want to see it because...
Because it doesn't involve little children like the first one
but
does.
But like, Boo...
There's no awe moments.
Honestly.
Exactly.
In Monsters, Inc., the one
Matt
person...
Matt will agree with me because his daughter... He nicknamed his daughter Boo when she was a baby.
Well, dude, see, she looked like...
The
her.
One character in Monsters, Inc. I didn't like was Boo.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, there's something about her that I did not like.
I think it's the parents that were like,
I'm just over there wanting to bash her head.
There's a lot more people than that.
She just annoyed me.
I said, I like Monsters, Inc. And is it put out by Disney Pixar?
Yeah, Pixar.
I pretty much like all Disney Pixar, so I'm going to say yeah.
And I think this one is more on Mike Wazowski than anyone.
I think so.
It's more him.
Next is World War Z.
Oh, that looks good.
Oh, man, we just watched the trailer before. Ooh. Richard's like, you got to watch the trailer. You got to watch the trailer. Oh, man, zombie apocalypse from Hades.
Looks fun.
And not your typical zombie.
No, they kind of run all over each other. And
they're
from
fast.
From what I saw, they actually do the proper zombie.
This is what
just
would happen if the
dead
zombies...
And moving doesn't mean they're already decayed by a few seconds.
But that's the classic zombie.
Well, this is what would happen if the zombies actually outnumbered
people.
This is what would happen if zombies actually outnumbered people.
True.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
Well, it's a zombie apocalypse. You like zombie apocalypses? Like action? Stars Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt, which kind of surprised me that he did a movie like this.
See, I'm not the biggest fan of zombie movies, but I really like this one because like, they're more... The zombies look like people, just, you know, the disease, but...
Did you have anything else, Logan?
The traditional zombie decaying, all that is... What would a zombie... That is what a zombie would look like if you literally raised them from the grave after a few years of letting them rot there.
True, and I think the original zombie movie, that was the concept. It was.
This would be closer to the I Am Legend zombie.
Yeah. More of a disease, like a virus type deal, Logan.
But
in that contagion. Case, the only way you would notice is if there was some wound on it that was visible. Having no left arm.
I'm just saying that in... Like a lot of the zombie movies out there is usually always a definite physical change.
Right.
in the person being bit. Maybe they don't go full on decay, okay. But there's something.
We can talk about zombie philosophy forever.
We could, but zombie hey, fans.
You are the two that are preparing for the zombie apocalypse, was it not?
Yes, Chris has growing knives for the zombie apocalypse. zombie apocalypse, you love those kind of action movies. Yeah, I'm saying that's one that's on my list of
I
would watch this now.
Okay, for those who like FBI stuff, there's The Heat, and then after that, there's Warehouse Down.
Warehouse Down?
Don't know that one. White House Down. Sorry.
White House Down. Which looks very similar to
Olympus Has Fallen.
Yep, it's got Jenny Tanning and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, Channing's been getting around here lately.
Yeah, he has a lot.
He's been in a lot of shows. April's noticed that with one other, the Channing.
Yeah, oh, he's done a bunch.
Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Whatever his name is.
That.
Tatum.
Yep.
He's been in quite a few lately.
Because people Dwayne Johnson. Think he's hot because he's like the typical jock, you know. So.
Well, Dwayne Johnson's been like in a lot too lately.
Yeah,
he's got quite
has.
A few come that have come out. Right. What you got on the list?
Now, I've also seen a lot of people, or I've heard people interested in seeing The Lone Ranger.
You know what? I saw that and I still forget to keep. I want to go back and watch the trailer just see what it's about.
It actually,
is it a remake of the Lone
probably
Ranger?
Adaptation.
It's not really a remake from what I know of the thing. Admittedly, I don't know too much, but the origin story sounded a lot like the Jonah Hex origin story.
Like where he gets shot and then he becomes immortal. Like,
yeah, cannot die in battle. Of course, then the Indian guy says that the horse must be crazy.
Johnny Depp, yeah. Johnny Depp's
Johnny
in it.
Really?
He's the Indian. Cause it
looks interesting, man.
He kept his costume.
It's from the creators of Pirates of the Caribbean. And when Johnny Depp is, he's like the Indian, you can really tell he's channeling some of his Pirates of the Caribbean.
Looks interesting.
All right, next one is Despicable Me 2.
This one
yes.
looks fun.
Oh, man. Despicable Me was great, so this one just picks up and keeps creeping.
Despicable
this.
Me,
oh
it took
gosh.
Me a while, and I think it might have been April Logan that finally said, let's watch this.
I loved
it. Because I was like, this
Me.
Doesn't look interesting. And it turned out to be hilarious, so I'm definitely excited about Despicable 2. So
I knocked
it.
Over my drink, all right?
And I was like, whoa. Miniature bomb going off.
But it looks like he's going to be the quote-unquote hero this time.
Anti-hero.
He was the hero last time.
True, but this organization actually comes out and looks for
him. He's just that sucky of a villain.
It looks good.
he is a sucky villain,
but it looks hilarious.
It's like he's so bad that he doesn't even try to do anything good, but he just turns out as the hero.
It just turns out good. Like, I'm trying to do bad. Why does it always come out good?
Okay, this one wasn't on Matt's list, but I found this one called Pacific Rim.
Oh, yes. Logan and I mentioned this one.
I missed that one.
This one is about the middle of the Pacific. There becomes a crack in the ocean floor. And monsters the size of Godzilla come out of it
the
from
Titans.
A parallel dimension.
The Evangelion angels.
Like the Kraken?
Yeah. There's an anime out there called
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
And very similar to that because it's creatures come through in the ocean that are the size of Godzilla, and the people of Earth build giant robots to battle them with. That's basically this movie.
Oh, and Robo-jocks too.
Throwback to the 80s.
Blah, blah, blah. And if this movie also uses the flesh of the aliens or dimensional travelers, demons, to construct the robots and power them using the dead souls of the pilot's mothers, it's almost exactly like Evangelion.
I have no clue how it's going to be.
All right.
It's very similar.
It sounds interesting.
All right, keep it rolling.
Grown Ups 2.
Never saw Grown Ups.
Really?
That's such
a good movie, Dad.
I think I did.
You need to watch
it. We're going
to
watch that.
Hilarious.
Okay.
I love
Do you have
Grown Ups.
Who's gonna be, is it the same people going to be in that one, Chris, or is it like a whole new thing? Does it say?
It says Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Chris Rock, and David Spade.
Yep, cool. Same characters. Woo! It ought to be hilarious. The first one was awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I've seen that like 100 times, Dad. How have you never?
It was hilarious.
Hang on, if it's what I'm thinking of, I've seen it twice.
One person.
Like it when they all shoot the arrow up in the air.
Yeah.
Always lands in his foot.
And they're in the pool.
Yep, that's it.
Did you know there's a rumor that when you pee in the pool, it turns blue?
No, she didn't say rumor. She says they put a chemical in the pool and
like,
they all pee. It's
hilarious. And
there's
like, oh, that isn't true.
It's a rumor. And it's all blue around
them. Yeah.
It's, have to watch it, Richard. If you've not seen Grown Ups, you have to watch it.
See, it's like, it seems like every time I turn on to the movie channel, Grown Ups is on. Like,
okay. Or Drumline.
I hope she never gets that car.
That's entirely too much. I took out
spark plugs.
Okay, name this movie. It's got Bruce Willis, Helen Mirren, Jen Malkovich, and Anthony Hopkins.
I already know.
Red 2.
Pay attention to the actors list.
Red 2.
I love
that. I didn't watch the trailer. Really, did you guys watch the trailer?
We did watch the trailer. It looks pretty good.
It looks good.
Again.
Red, I loved Red. I thought
something
it was
about
funny.
Old people kicking butt. You know?
So if you like Red, yeah, we're saying, yeah, good one. Check I still hear my out. Wallet getting thinner.
All right,
what
here's
wallet?
Okay, here's another one that wasn't on any of our list, R.I.P.D.
This one there's no trailer out for yet, but it is a spinoff of the Hellboy cartoon comic books.
Really?
So,
yes.
So it will be
interesting. See, I like Hellboy. I hated Hellboy 2.
Yeah, I like the original.
I didn't hate Hellboy 2, but
I didn't like it
as much as the first one. But I
this would be one I would think would be cool to watch then.
This is more of the agents and the Hellboy's taken out of it, and it's just the other agents going out and investigating.
Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting. What do we got? What else, Chris?
The Wolverine.
I love Wolverine. He's just one of my favorites.
They take away his greatest weapon.
He's got a beard.
The ability to come back after getting his head cut off.
He's got a beard.
Well, this is supposed to be his
Japanese adventure.
His Japanese adventures over. I know if you watch X-Men First Class, there's that little snippet in there of him.
Oh, when they go
over there, and he's over there, and he basically tells him to screw off.
When he met Kitty, or
no, it's when Magneto
when he was in the bar and he met.
No, you're thinking of First X-Men movie.
That was in Origins.
We're talking about
that's my favorite part.
X-Men First Class.
X-Men First Class, which was the beginning of the X-Men, and Magneto and Professor come in, and they say, you know, so and so, and he's screw off. He didn't say screw off.
Okay.
He uses some other profane language.
This one,
I'm not going to drop the F-bomb.
If they do it good, it might be decent, but they're going to have to really watch the story so it doesn't slow down.
Yep.
So hopefully they're not going to, and it'll be a pretty fast action-packed one.
Smurfs 2.
I like the Smurfs movie.
I love them.
I thought it was a really good take on
this
it.
This is where Smurfette, like, they're like evil Smurfettes, and they convert Smurfette to the dark side. Pretty much.
The multi-side. Come to the dark side. We have cookies.
That might be
what
it
probably. Is. Like, they're Smurfs. Come on.
So I guess if you like the Smurfs, this one looks pretty interesting. Pretty cool.
I like the Smurfs.
Okay, and this is the one that takes us through the end of July. Two Guns. It's got Denzel Washington, Mark Wahlberg. There. Paula Patton and Edward James Olmos.
You know, I haven't seen anything on that one. Nothing about it.
Says DEA agents and an undercover naval intelligence officer who have been tasked.
Chris can apparently not speak.
With investigating one another, find that they have been set up by the mob.
Sounds interesting. I guess if you like action movies,
I'd have to see the trailer for
it,
because that could be kind of slow.
That takes us through what, Chris? July?
That's the end of July.
We missed
are we in the summer? August?
August, usually through August, and then September.
They got anything listed for August?
Lots of stuff listed for August.
This is a busy year this year.
Oh my gosh. Right now, we've already named.
You're getting slapped in the face with movies.
We got 300, Rise of an Empire.
See, we're kind of wondering, is that from the Persians?
It says Greek.
They were Greek. The Persians invaded.
But whose point of view is this from?
I'm pretty sure it's from the Persians, because I'm pretty sure it actually said that in the review type synopsis.
I don't know.
Sounds interesting.
All right. And then we got Elysium, if you haven't seen that yet. Set in the year 2159, where the very wealthy live on a man-made space station, while the rest of the population resides on a ruined Earth.
Wow.
A man takes on
sounds
a mission
familiar.
That could bring equality
Isn't
to the polarized worlds.
Similar to what, Logan?
Some of the later Alien comics have
that. Really sounds like it could legitimately happen.
Some of the later Alien
sounds interesting.
Okay, now here's the one I've been rushing to get to.
Oh, here we go.
Walt Disney's Planes.
That looks so stupid.
The beginning of the commercial Makes it look like it's going to be a
burn
war fight, except for with Cars the style play.
Honestly, I didn't I didn't really even enjoy Cars that much.
You are not.
Cars.
My kids just love
Cars
that
2.
I like that.
I've
show
never seen Cars 2.
No, we haven't seen Cars 2.
I just don't.
Yeah, it's good.
I like it.
Like that.
Wasabi.
One?
Hey.
You know
they have the Spy Hunter car in Cars 2.
I think so.
Awesome.
Yep.
I think the only inanimate objects that you can give life to is in Thomas the Train. And that's it.
That's
and
what I was going to say.
That's the same universe.
That's what I was going to say.
Except
what if they come out with the tugboats and what is it, the trains? It's like, okay, are we going to have copyright infringement
or what? I like Thomas the Train. That's awesome.
It'll be interesting to see where this goes.
Like
the kids will probably
animation
love it.
It could either be a big fail or a big success.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those ones that there's no in between.
Yeah.
It's either going to be huge or bomb.
For me, it's a fail, but I'm not 5.
Okay, then we got Kick-Ass 2.
Yes, that's where it's more of Hit.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's more of Hit Girls.
When she's older, when she's more
15.
Of a teen.
15.
Yep. And
it looked like they actually get a team on there instead of just those.
Yeah,
three.
But I have a feeling she probably tells them where to go eventually.
And then
sounds
because
like Hit Girl.
She's sent into a Kick-Ass's high school to try to be normal. And I remember there was this part where she's trying out for the cheerleading team, and she just envisions all these enemies surrounding her. She's got to, like, beat them, basically, and that's how she auditions.
From what I saw of it, it looked like if you like the Kick-Ass movie, this is more along the
same line.
Exact lines that you'd like.
I like it. I'm looking forward to that movie.
What are we up to in date?
Still in August.
Okay.
Percy Jackson's Sea of Monsters.
Honestly, I'm surprised they scrounged up enough money for this one, because
the first one
was a bomb.
Well, they're based on all the books, the Percy Jackson books.
The first movie was really bad, though.
It wasn't the greatest.
No.
No.
Especially because
they could have done so much
better. The year it came out was the year my class was reading it in school, because my teacher always did the series, and my class happened to be the year it came out as a movie. So we all got together as a whole class and went to watch it, because we love that book series, and we were just so excited. Moment it started, we were talking trash on it. Like, we kept whispering to each other, oh, that ain't right. No, that does not happen.
They could have done better.
You know what? I'm noticing a sort of trend in
books good?
No, Armageddon movies here. Because it starts with World War Z. Here's one called, this one comes out in August. Also, The Mortal Instruments.
Yes.
Oh,
I want to see
City of Bones.
One. I haven't read the books, but I do want to see the movie.
That's if you have not read the series before you watch it, I think it will be a good movie. But because I have read it, I think it will be very hard for them to put in how much magic it is and how, I don't know, I don't know if they'll put the finesse in it that you get when you read the books, because it seems also impossible and delicate. Like, I don't know if they'll be able to put that into a movie.
They probably could, but they probably won't.
They can, but they won't.
Round out August.
One of the things I want to mention here, since we're at the end of August, and we'll just, what's that?
We didn't mention The Great Gatsby.
Oh, The Great Gatsby.
Yeah. I didn't.
Yeah.
April was really excited about that one.
Because Spider-Man's in it, and not the new hot one.
Oh, we got to go into September.
The first.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
If the new one is hot, is the old one cool?
What, Logan?
If the new one is hot, is the old one cool?
Yeah. Because.
I like that.
I really liked, because I thought the Spider-Man now, the newest one, did a good job, but I don't know what his name is.
Toby McGuire,
I just know him as Parker, honestly. But to me, he'll always
be Spider-Man.
He'll be my favorite Spider-Man.
Yeah, when it first came on, he's talking over it like he did the first Spider-Man
and
movie,
so,
and it was like,
I'm listening to the trailer, and I'm like, hold up. What?
Was cool.
Kansas. Summer's going to be extended into September.
Oh, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Only for Chris.
Leonardo's
in there. And Riddick with Vin Diesel comes out in September.
That'll be the third in the series, which was, it started with
Pitch Black,
and then the Chronicles of Riddick. And I'm not sure if this is going to be just more storyline behind him. Or
if it's going to be the continuation where he
is. If it's a continuation. Yeah. I know it's coming out. I don't think there's a whole lot of info on it.
No, we saw the teaser trailer. That's all that was out there. And it almost looks like they might go back to the planet of the first movie maybe Pitch Black.
Okay.
But I'm not positive because the creatures kind of looked really similar to that.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how it's going to progress.
Okay.
To me, Pitch Black, not the greatest. I kind of like The Chronicles of Riddick. I liked it better than I did Pitch Black. So I'm kind of curious how they're going to do this. And just if nobody actually knew, there is actually a video game, Chronicles of Riddick, where you play as Riddick. And there's the whole night vision thingy that he has. And it actually looked really cool.
And there's also animated...
Yeah.
Movie as well for Riddick, so that's out there.
I Frankenstein.
See, I saw I've that one, but I didn't watch the trailer. I'm curious, though.
I didn't see that one was available.
Well, that's about when school starts, somewhere in that area. So
I don't.
That's usually the end of summer for most people.
And I'll tell you why that's a mistake. They should have. Okay, are there any fans of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs in the room?
No.
I know about it.
I liked that show.
I've never seen it.
Okay. It was good.
Its sequel's coming out in September.
I've never even seen the first movie.
Well, that'll be interesting how that works out.
Oh, and
another one.
Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger, 50 Cent, and
50
Vincent
he can barely
D. Onofrio.
How did we expect him to act?
The Tomb.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything
when
on that.
A structural security authority finds himself incarcerated in a prison. Boy, that sounds like Demolition Man.
Oh.
Anyway.
I don't know.
He escapes, blah, blah, blah.
Did anybody else hear their wallet shrink during that entire thing? Because there are so many movies.
We're going to cry
because I can't go to them.
We don't have a big enough wallet to.
I'm
going to
keep going.
Shrink.
You can just edit these out. I just want to talk about these. Sin City 2.
That'll be interesting.
The Dame to Kill For. Gravity. Astronauts attempt to return to Earth after debris crashes into their space shuttle, leaving them drifting alone in space.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
So it's basically a rescue mission.
Armageddon.
This just sounds funny. Delivery Man. A former sperm donor finds out years later that his that he's fathered hundreds of kids and now many of them want to meet him.
Don't.
Wait, what is that?
That is actually based off a true story.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, what movie is that? What's that called?
Delivery Man.
It's actually based off a true story where a guy in college was...
A man whore?
To help pay for college,
he was musically inclined,
and there were other traits.
So a stripper?
No, musically inclined. He could play instruments well. Was smart.
Musical stripper?
What are you teaching this child?
Come on. And I know I don't have to hear it from my parents. I hear it from my friends.
God, she needs two friends, right?
Yeah.
But years later, you know, these children wanted to meet him.
Okay. That would freak me out.
There's Carrie.
Oh, what? Remake. I loved that movie.
A remake.
That's such a good movie.
The Seventh Son.
Don't know.
Seventh son of a seventh son of a seventh son of a seventh son.
Wait, is that like the...
Until you get to the seventh son of a seventh... Seventh son of the seventh son of a seventh... Hold on.
Okay.
Seventh son of a seventh son of the seventh son of the seventh son of the seventh
we
son
get
of
it.
The seventh son
it.
Of the seventh son. There you go.
Seven to the power of seven.
Is that the one...
How to get it to seven.
Is that the one based off of the book? What's the book called?
I don't know.
Not sure.
I don't know about it.
So. Paranormal Activity 5.
Oh,
wow.
Lord,
wait, 5?
Ooh, they're going for it. I love that. I'll watch it.
November 1st, Ender's Game comes out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We will definitely be doing a podcast on that, guys.
What?
Ender's Game.
Fill me in.
The book, Ender's Game.
Fill me in.
I did a review on it. Listen to the podcast.
I've read both Ender's Game and Ender's Child.
No, I just don't. Honestly, I like going to a coma when you and Dad do your thing. So I don't
know. The truth is told.
Yeah, she'll wake up enough so that she can give me crap and I don't read.
We're way past summer, but
hold it. Oh, here
about time.
No.
Odd Thomas.
It's a comedy Odd sci-fi. At 21, Tim told an incredible family secret by his father that all the men in his family have the ability to travel in time.
Oh, interesting.
That's cool.
Logan mentioned one that we saw, but we couldn't find a trailer on that.
Odd Thomas.
Odd Thomas is the series by Dean Koontz about a guy that can see ghosts and stuff. And
holy cows, Chris keeps finding more and more movies.
Thor 2.
People.
Yeah, I knew that one's coming out.
What?
Yep. They're also working on an Avengers 2, though I'm excited for.
I loved Avengers. That fight scene was amazing.
You definitely have enough movies for your summer.
Hunger Games, Catching Fire.
Yeah,
Catching
that's Fire coming out. That looks good.
We're almost into winter
but
now.
But Finnick.
We're way past winter, dude.
Finnick, the actor for it, isn't as hot as what you would think Finnick is.
The Hobbit comes out in December.
Woo!
Wait, another one?
Yep.
Well, you got to finish it.
Now, before we finish up, this is something I did want to talk about. Starting with Harry Potter, it's been nice that the movie companies have finally figured out if you can keep the same characters throughout a series, it's so much nicer to view. Because with The Hobbit, they brought back, you know, Ian to do Gandalf again. They had
Magneto.
They had the guy that did Frodo. He's back at the very beginning of The Hobbit.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the Avengers, they're trying to keep the same actors that are in the movies. That has been really nice.
When we watched The Hobbit, the moment Elijah Wood was in it, I just immediately wanted to watch Lord of the Rings like five times again. I'm like, oh, I miss you.
Everybody, by the way, break out their wallets.
I don't know if you heard, but yesterday, Richard Griffiths, the guy who played Uncle Vernon Dursley, passed away due to heart complication or due to heart surgery.
Saw that.
Okay.
But break out your wallet, checkbook, credit card. You're going to be poor this summer because there are a ton of
awesome,
cool movies that should fit everybody, you know, likes
awesome,
in the
cool
movies, action,
epic
zombie movies, which seem to be.
Yep.
I don't know. Do zombie movies seem to be dying down a little bit again?
Kind of, sort of.
I've never had a big interest in zombies.
Did I mention G.I. Joe?
No, that one's already out. We were kind of just going.
Mentioning zombie stuff dying out, but they're in production for Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
They are. Yep, we heard about that.
Which is a book from the same one that did Abraham Lincoln,
the Vampire
Slayer. That's
the most boring book I've ever read.
But the movie might be more interesting. So zombies, they're kind of... I think it's just all the supernatural in general. They're kind of blending together now.
Yeah. See, I think zombies are kind of making a comeback right now because like there are a lot of movies.
Well, it's because the whole zombie apocalypse last winter got everybody aware, and then of course that can generate market. So
true.
And
market
value. I just never had a real big interest in zombies.
Yeah.
And there actually was a supposed zombie a few years ago, maybe two.
Well, there are tons of zombies if you count the people that have died and come back.
The deadheads.
No, really.
The traditional zombies feed, what was it, octopus or squid? What was that real poisonous? Pufferfish?
Pufferfish is really poisonous.
They feed something extracted from poisonous pufferfish to temporarily kill them.
Yeah, like
then
the...
Then them back. That's the traditional
zombie. There are zombies walking around because the people that...
technically been killed.
That have died, but they've been...
back to life.
Yeah, brought back. Was
technically you're a zombie according
zombies,
to according to the
according to the day. Yep,
Richard, you can edit out. You can edit this part out if
you
want. That's fine. No, I know what I'm gonna say because I was gonna say if anybody has, you know, if anybody sees these and this is one they want us to review, you know, when it comes out on DVD,
send us money
to go see them. As Chris says, send us money, we'll go see them for you and review them. But you know, when they're coming out on DVD, you know that you saw this in the theater and think, yeah, do a review on this one, or one that we didn't mention that we should do a review.
I think we
should
do
a line. We'll check it out, see what we think, and maybe even just put a little snippet in about the movie during a podcast or something.
You don't have to pay, just to clear it up.
Yeah, if you can't afford to go, send us a couple bucks, and then two other people send us a couple bucks. Eventually,
you know,
we'll
if everybody
be able to review the movie.
If everybody that listened to this send us a dollar, we could go to every movie there is this summer.
Probably.
Sounds good to me.
And those requests can be sent to admin@comicpoplibrary.com. So, yes, please do.
I just had an idea.
Uh-oh.
An idea.
That's
scary.
You know the list of movies?
Uh-huh.
We put every movie coming out in the foreseeable future.
Foreseeable.
We're in trouble right there. Yeah.
Probably next year. And the price... of things or whatever, but anyways, once you get to choose whatever movie you wanted to go to, when it's there, ding, that movie's already finished.
So basically, send us money so we can rub it in your face that we went to it and you didn't.
Of course,
okay,
it'll probably
deep,
cost you much less than a hundredth of the cost. But
help us go to South by Southwest and Chicago.
But we're going to wrap it up with that. We're having fun. Mm-hmm. Hope everybody's been having fun listening to this. We've just been enjoying ourselves and goofing here a little bit. And
Go watch a movie.
Go watch some movies this summer. Enjoy it.
Watch it for us because we're not.
Support your local economy.
Go yes, watch a movie.
Support your local economy.
Stop downloading movies. Just go to the movie theater. I'm
oh, you download the movies, you watch them, then you go to the theaters, and then you watch them again.
But no.
That's how you get
thank you all for doing business. For listening. Thank you all for listening to us this time around, and we also want to say thank you to MusicAlley.com for providing the intro and outro on this. Check them out online at MusicAlley.com for a little bit of selection to see if you might find something you like. Everybody, had fun.
Yeah. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Chris, gotta get the zombie. I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. I'm living my life. I'm living my life. I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. Like I'm in a movie. Motherfuckers on the mic, you hear me? Listen up.
Rest in peace to Big Cuz and Soulja Slim. That shit there was definitely above the rim. I'm still wondering why you wanna be friends with me, knowing that's your destiny to be my public enemy. All of my whips fast, seen on the highway. What's his name? Smokey cook and catch me on a Friday. And if you was on side me broke niggas, what would you do? Couldn't do too much, cause homie, I got the juice. I know you scared, I know you shook up. Don't be mad, cause I got the hook up. My team wild, I got a mean style. You tryna catch up, steady walking on the green mile. Living my life like I'm in a movie. I'm living my life, I'm living my life. I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. Like I'm in a movie. I say I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. I'm living my life. I'm living my life, I'm living my life like I'm in a movie, like I'm in a movie.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any comic book publisher or distributor and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective of any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.